From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Dozens of coal miners trapped for more than a week in a flooded Chinese mine are above ground today. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, rescuers in North China had all but given up hope of finding survivors among the more than 150 missing miners.
A government spokesman at the Wangjialing mine in northern Shanxi province says that a miracle has happened. State media said that when water gushed into the mine from an adjacent shaft, some of the miners had fixed themselves to the wall with their belts. They hung there for days before getting into a mining cart that floated by. The first nine miners to be rescued are in stable condition at local hospitals. State media report that rescuers are still pulling miners out of the mine, but it's not clear how many of the 153 trapped miners are still alive. Rescuers had almost given up hope when they heard miners deep underground tapping on a pipe on Friday. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Officials fear some people may be trapped after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake just outside Mexicali, Mexico. One of the strongest quakes to hit the U.S.-Mexico border region has killed at least one man whose house collapsed near Mexicali. Buildings are steady after swaying as far away as Los Angeles. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports people in Phoenix felt the earth shake.
The quake was centered about 19 miles southeast of Mexicali, Mexico, which is just south of Interstate 8 that runs along the U.S.-Mexico line. The area was rattled by magnitude 3 tremblers all week. Witnesses reported buildings swaying in Los Angeles and San Diego, in Yuma, Arizona, and as far east as Phoenix, where people reported homes shaking and water sloshing in swimming pools. Power outages and alarms were reported in southern Arizona, but no major damage was reported in any of the affected areas. The U.S. Geological Survey said there is no danger of a tsunami along the Pacific coast. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Jason Elliott is a tourist from Washington State. He says the quake shook the San Diego hotel room where he's staying with his family.
We were up on the 7th floor, and we were getting ready to head out for the day, the afternoon, and started hearing a loud noise that the boys were bouncing on the bed, so we wanted to make sure, and then the whole room started to shake, and the room started making popping and cracking noises.
Elliott says he and his family huddled in a safe spot in their room until they could leave the hotel. Tonight's the night. Either Duke or Butler will emerge as the NCAA basketball champ. One of Butler's big worries, how to neutralize Duke's 7-foot-1 center, Brian Zubek. Butler's assistant coach, Matthew Graves, says he hasn't been sleeping a lot. One thing he is doing, watching a lot of Blue Devil video. Tonight's game is in Indianapolis. Duke is going for a fourth national title, and Butler for a first. This is NPR News. Space Shuttle Discovery is in countdown mode to lift off from Kennedy Space Center in less than an hour and a half. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Florida, Judith Smelser reports the shuttle is scheduled for a 13-day mission to the International Space Station.
Space Shuttle Discovery will deliver new sleeping quarters to the International Space Station, along with science racks for the station's labs and other supplies. The gear will be going up in a module that NASA compares to a big moving van. It's called Leonardo, and it carries tons of cargo to and from the space station. This is slated to be Leonardo's last round trip before the end of the Space Shuttle program. The module will return to the station on the final shuttle mission, scheduled for later this year, but it won't be going back to Earth. NASA plans for Leonardo to stay on the orbiting outpost permanently after the shuttle is retired. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
Egypt has released a publisher who's been held since putting out a book calling for political reform. The book promotes the cause of Mohamed El-Baradei, who's the former head of the UN Nuclear Oversight Agency. Baradei calls for electoral reform ahead of next year's Egyptian presidential election. And an Egyptian court has ordered release of 16 members of the Muslim Brotherhood charged with plotting attacks against Egypt. The government has never complied with previous similar court orders for release. President and Mrs. Obama host thousands of children and adult dignitaries at the annual White House Easter egg roll today. The White House says altogether it expects some 30,000 adults and kids to crowd the South Lawn. And that includes celebrities such as teenage heartthrob singer Justin Bieber and the cast of the TV show Glee. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.